Good afternoon and welcome to Money Matters Monday. Although it's not always on Mondays, we try our best, right? Now, we are here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. And by the way, the time right now is 3:07 p.m. and you're listening in to 106.3 AFM Bahrain, The Eagle. Now, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I know we talked a little bit about this last week and the week previous, but this is a CFS training week for me. So that's definitely solid schedule, not a whole lot of breathing time in between, but we got a good solid class of selectees.
Definitely.
And we suckered one of them to come hang out with us a little bit today.
You want to go ahead and introduce him?
Well, we've got a great class, and we, as we go through introductions, one of the things that we do is we allow everybody to kind of introduce themselves to the class. We kind of go through a brief of all that kind of stuff, and I'm not going to lie to you, this gentleman, as soon as he came in, I thought, and I didn't say anything, I said, hey, you know what? You ever want to use that golden voice? We could put you on the radio. And he was like, well, what do I say? What am I going to do on the radio? I said, we'll work that out. Your voice is like good stuff. That's like ear candy is what that is. People want to hear that kind of a voice. So we go around and, you know, introduce ourselves and all of that kind of stuff. And that's how we got his golden voice. So we'll let him kind of introduce himself. We haven't come up with a DJ name yet. So that's, you know, he's a selectee. We got to let him be a CFS graduate and then we'll worry about the name.
Definitely.
So as a selectee, go ahead and just introduce yourself. You don't have to give us too much background or anything, just who you are, maybe what command you're from, and you know why you want to be a CFS. We'll go with that.
My name is Aswan Anderson, and I'm actually an AIMD here in Bahrain, and I wanted to be a CFS because I want to help the junior sailors not make the mistakes that I made when I was coming in, you know, as a young E3.
Yeah, preach. I made a lot of money mistakes.
Right, and that's part of, you know, the our target audience for sure. And so as we look at that, you know, we're going to talk about travel and leave today.
Everyone wants to take a trip, especially exactly. The junior people. I mean, we just got two new people today already talking about, I'm so excited to come to Bahrain because I'm so much closer to everything around me. But if you didn't know, Bahrain's probably one of the most expensive places to fly out of. Mm-hmm. So you got to keep that in mind, too.
Exactly. And that's what we'll talk about today.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We are in complete control. AFN The Eagle. Serving America's best.
We are back with Mr. Patrick Underwood and Anderson. Yep. So first of all, I kind of wanted to ask a little bit about you. Where are you from?
So originally a military brat. So I moved around all over, but I spent a lot of time in Alabama and Florida.
Okay.
So pretty much been in the South for most of my life.
Yeah, my buddy, DJ Mojo, he's going to Key West, Florida here pretty soon once we leave out of here, and then I'm going over to Rota. Yeah. So we're pretty excited for that. But today's topic is all about leave and travel, right? I mean, don't you want to just take a nice trip somewhere one time, right? That's kind of my goal in life, you know, take a trip once a year, maybe once every 2 years, maybe stretching it just because, you know, it can get expensive.
Yeah, but you're talking like a big trip, though.
Yeah.
We'll talk about maybe some options about that, too, as we go, for sure.
Yeah, like you take small trips. I mean, even Dubai is pretty close, and that's not a bad trip by any means. Qatar, Abu Dhabi, all those places.
Or a lot of guys here will choose to take a staycation, you know, and they just go to a couple of different places and, you know, enjoy the area just being kind of out of the norm. Mm-hmm. And just that gives your kind of brain like a change of scenery, time to relax.
Yeah, seeing it during the work days is definitely different than like usually where you go, which is at nighttime, you know. It's definitely different out there.
For sure. And so as we look at, you know, like this first segment we talked about, that we'll look at leave and travel and kind of what it's going to take before we get going. So knowing that there's going to be hopefully preparation, but, you know, we've talked about this before in the past, depending on how the weekends end sometime, you'll get on Thursday and guys come up with some ideas and there's some last minute plans too.
Yeah.
And so how are you going to deal with that? You know, we've talked about that with dinner, right? Just something simple that it turns into kind of an event. And next thing you know, you're going to be at a fine dining establishment that maybe more than a little out of your price range. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking like, what does that have to do with leave and travel? Well, the more you make last minute decisions that have no planning, then we understand how that's going to affect things.
Yeah. The quicker that money is going to leave.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah. And so in looking at planning, one of the first things that we talk about in our CFS courses and what we would do with anybody that comes in is put a financial planning worksheet together. So what is your current financial situation? And then like kind of going from there, like maybe what some of the benefits of that be. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, knowing that there's benefits to planning, mm-hmm. I mean, what's some benefits of actually knowing what kind of money you have?
I mean, there's a lot of benefits, right? I mean, you go from anywhere from, you know, having that stability in mm-hmm. life mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And all the way into not planning can result in major debt,
yep.
right? And getting out of debt is one of the hardest things anyone can really go through. It tremendously decreases morale, mental health, and then that could go off into other people's life that you don't even want to be like being mean to them or like just sassy, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's kind of just projecting, you know, like you're just not a happy person because debt can make you feel like that, you know?
Yeah, and debt can also spiral out of control, and later you're going to end up, you know, $70,000 in debt.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And especially when it's the kind of debt that there's nothing to help you out with, right? So if you're just talking about what we call consumer credit card debt, then that means there's no kind of asset that you can sell to help you out. So if somebody buys a car and it's honestly just way out of their price range, then eventually they can sell what they've got kind of in the car and then it won't hurt as bad. Mm-hmm. You know, they might just be back to walking again. It's like, oh man, I got to roll that foot power scooter or whatever it's going to be. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. But the fact of the matter is that when you get into issues like this and people just say, hey, do you want to come with us? We're going to go on this trip. That's great. But if you didn't really plan for it financially, then that means it's going to hurt you in a way that it won't hurt other people that have planned. And so we know that you're getting ready to take off here in a little bit. And we've talked about planning quite a bit. So tell us how your planning has gone.
Planning has been happening for the past, I don't even know, 8 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been a long, ever since I got here. I mean, yeah. It kind of was pretty instant. Thailand has been a big place in my bucket list for the longest time. Just the culture, the temples, the food, everything about it. Southeast Asia. I feel like me and them are just going to get along, you know?
Yes.
But, you know, the planning behind it, I mean, we have a full itinerary for each day. You know, we know what we're going to do on each day, whether that's not exactly like we know like what club we're mm-hmm. going to or what like eatery. But we have a basic idea, you know,
right?
Like one day we're going to Disneyland, another day we're going to Universal. That's all in Japan. And we have those days split up, especially because things in Japan, most things in Japan are not going to be that expensive, but some things can definitely run up your money really mm-hmm. fast, mm-hmm. such as the bullet trains. If you didn't know, bullet trains mm-hmm. are expensive. I had no idea. And you can't even really pre-buy them, like pre-order your tickets. You have to do that kind of all there. And that's something you got to know beforehand because you got to make sure you still have like $200, $300 in order to take that bullet train.
Right. And I think that these are the kinds of things, and we've talked about this before, is just knowing that you've got some of this information. So a lot of times people are scared. They don't want to talk about it. And it's really just lack of information.
Yeah.
Once they get the information, they just build up some of that confidence and it helps them make really good decisions.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, we'll get more into, you know, the planning side while you're there, also just when you get there, you know, how that money can mm-hmm. dwindle very fast. We'll get into that right after this.
AFM The Eagle, the only radio network big enough to kick butt and take names. Serving America's best.
We are back with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain, as well as with AS1 Anderson. Mm-hmm. So how are you guys doing? We're back talking about leave and travel still, right? Mm-hmm. We were just talking about the before side of things. And now it's kind of going to be more focused on the during, right?
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
A lot of emergencies could happen. You could have to leave your trip all of a sudden because
yes.
something's going down. Like it sucks, but sometimes stuff happens, mm-hmm. you know? And what are you going to do when that happens?
Exactly. And I mean, you talked about it before. It's great when you go on a trip. Now, not everybody's a deep planner. That's what we yeah. call it, is the fact of like, hey, almost minute to minute. This is what it is. And I think that you did a good job of like, hey, we've got some good things that are like a good direction to put us, and then maybe some specifics we have to have. So if you want to go to certain places while you're there and you got to get on a train to do it, take a little hop somewhere, you definitely should plan some of that out.
Yeah.
But then looking at the fact of, like you said, if something happens, what are you going to do? And that brings us to things like travel insurance. You know, that always gets offered when you got like an airplane ticket or something. Now they're like, here, for $25 or whatever it is, in case something happens. One of the things about traveling to other places is understanding how they work. So in the United States, there's kind of certain travel rules when it comes to, say, a delayed airplane. They have different rules when it comes to Europe. And so you've got to understand kind of what your rights as a traveler are and kind of how that's going to work, so that if anything happens, really what your backup plan is. Because for most people, honestly, it's just grab the credit card and then that's going to be the solution. And if that's your solution, you just want to plan for it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it can go from as simple as, you know, a minor 1 hour delay to a flight being canceled. And that's one thing you can't control is weather, right?
Yep.
What are you going to do when your outgoing flight can't take off because it's pouring down rain, and the next available flight's a week out?
And then on top of that, if you've got connecting flights,
yeah,
so then if you're delayed on the one and you miss the next one, you know, what's kind of the ramification of it? Because most of us, we just plan to be gone for a certain amount of days and we can't expand the trip. So that means now our trip's gotten shortened, and, you know, how are we going to pivot for that kind of a thing? And like you said, maybe there will be, you know, a big emergency that happens in the family, and it's not always bad. You know, you go and travel and maybe there's, hey, this wedding's going to happen. Somebody has a birth and you're like, hey, that's great, and all that kind of great stuff. And is that going to be something that you're going to be able to plan to go to? Or is that a big priority for you? So knowing like kind of what the expectations are. I know for a lot of our guys out here, you know, they are single, they have nothing that ties them down, and they are just ready to run and do whatever it is. So honestly, their biggest commitment is to work. And so they've got to make sure that whatever they're doing in between while they're gone and when they get back is not going to impede that. And so you can't just like, hey, just thought I'd take an extended vacation, you know, and you're like, wait a minute, hold on. You know, you're gone for like that 2-3 weeks, whatever it's going to be. And then you decide you're just going to extend that. And it doesn't really work that way.
Definitely doesn't. I mean, that was one of the They always have questions on that, like on the forms you fill out.
Exactly.
But when you go on leave and that kind of stuff, it'll be like, is there going to be an extension? Like, it's not really something I can know right now, you know? I mean, 9 times out of 10, there's not going to be, but there always is that if, you know,
exactly.
If it gets delayed, if you're just stuck somewhere for the next month because all of a sudden, like, something crazy happens.
Right.
You know, anything could happen. Yeah, it just varies.
There were people, I remember during COVID, there were people that were here and they went to the Maldives, and the Maldives were kind of isolated, and then they were making sure that there was nothing that was going to happen. If there was, they isolated everybody. And then there were people that they didn't have flights and they were stuck literally for weeks. And they're like, oh, it's so cool to be stuck here, except you got to pay for it. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. But I'm isolating and I don't want to, you know. And so it was really unique that you have, like, in whatever the situation is in the country or the area that you're in, you just want to be responsible with that kind of stuff. And I think that a part of what we do, we even talk about it in CFS class, like what's your dream place to go to? Like, what are the kind of goals that you would have? And we talk about it, we kind of air it out of like, hey, let's have a brainstorm of what it's going to take to go and do these things. And I think that that's like the benefit of what we do in CFS, is just having an open discussion. And a lot of people, when they start putting their plans together, they just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And they just don't get the information that's there. And so that's a big key to what we want to do, is just make sure, again, we're not trying to make decisions for anybody. We just want to make sure that you've got the information so that you can make a good decision.
Yeah. What about you? What would your answer be to that? Like, what is a great spot that you could? Actually, I'll just scrap that quick. Where is your dream retirement place?
Oh, no, that's easy. Florida.
Really?
Yeah, love the state. Can't really beat it. You know, you got sunshine every day. Just got to watch out for the gators
and hurricanes.
Yep. Well, so Jacksonville, don't really have to worry about hurricanes.
Really?
Yeah. As much.
Oh, okay.
As much.
Okay, as much. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
For yeah, sure. No, I've never been to Florida. Do I want to go? Probably like maybe Miami or like Tampa or something like that, just because it's, you know, So, maybe go see a football game or something.
Right. Miami's overrated. Go to Destin or Sandestin.
Well, he's already selling you on it right there. And you know, and there's advantages for everything of like where you want to go, but sometimes our dreams turn into nightmares if we don't have good planning for it.
That is so true, right? And you know, like even this trip, I mean, I honestly never thought the trip was originally just meant for 2 weeks. It was just meant to be to Thailand. That was it. And then over time, it just increased. And now it's a whole month long vacation, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And that could also take a direct toll on, you know, your work life when you get back. Right. But we'll get more into, you know, the direct side of things and the direct side effects of things when you do return from those long vacations. You know what to expect and how that money's looking.
AFN The Eagle. We guarantee we won't play a song until the previous song ends.
Are you serious?
Serving America's best.
We are back with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain, as well as with AS1 Anderson. Nailed it that time. Now, we were just talking about, you know, the side effects. I guess there are some positives, you know, coming back from a trip. Obviously, you learn new stuff. I always think back to that one show, The Office, when Michael came back from Jamaica, and you know, he had like the dreads in, the
rolling
beads,
dreads,
the bongos, whatever it was.
But I think that's it. You bring up a good point, because then you bring that back, and like not everybody's going to understand what you're like. Come on, man, I'm dialed in. Exactly. Yeah, or whatever that is.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say one of the biggest things, though. I mean, if there are a lot of things that happen there. I mean, the one thing I'm kind of nervous for in this trip is what happens if one of my friends runs out of money. You know, I don't want to be the one to say, no, I don't want to pay for you, but I don't want them to not to be included in anything, you know?
Yeah, and I think you bring up a really good point that's kind of goes all the way back to the planning stage of who's going to do what and where. And we've talked about this in class. We've only been in class for a couple of days, but you talk about the things like that, that you may not all have the same mentality or understanding of how finances are dealt with. And I think that you've been pretty transparent in some of like what you've gone through on your journey lately when it comes to debt and how you're buying stuff. And that's the kind of stuff that we talk about kind of all week long, is that if I understand what you're saying and we're on the same page, but one other person isn't, then that can be, it can bring some friction into it for sure.
Definitely.
And then when you get that kind of
money,
you get home and everything, is everybody going to still be friends, right?
Yeah.
Money can build and break relationships.
It can. And I think that that's part of, again, what the preparation is. And we've talked about it a lot in the past. It comes down to when you're dealing with your money, that's one thing. But when other people involved, it comes down to communication. And you just got to talk about those kinds of things. So maybe you compromise and maybe you do buy everybody dinner one night. But maybe the next place you go to, you know, lunch or dinner, it's going to be a little on the low budget side so that everybody can pay for it, you know?
The carousel sushi.
There you go. Yeah. And I will say that if you run out of money, Japan is not a bad place to do it. There's so many super cool vending machines. I'm not gonna say it's gonna change your life, but you are going to have a really cool experience just seeing how they do things, because they have a really high quality when it comes to that kind of food that you're getting. And you can get hot and cold from the same one, man. It's just crazy. It's a great experience.
I've seen some crazy ones. And the one thing I am excited for is 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I mean, that place, did you go when you were there?
Oh, 7-Eleven, Lawson, and Family Mart.
Yeah.
Top three.
Yeah. What's your favorite? What's one of the best snacks there?
So one of the best snacks that I always got was they have these pancakes with whipped cream and maple syrup sandwiched between the two. They are delicious. Always try to stock up on them.
I'm telling you, like, those are the kinds of things that when you get back right now, when people travel, now they're going to pass on that information.
Yeah.
And so that's a huge benefit for us as we kind of branch out. We go see other things and then we come back. I met somebody is in this class this week and they went to the Arctic Circle too. Here I am thinking I'm the only one going to the Arctic Circle. And they were like, yeah, I went to Finland. I was like, I went to Finland too. You start looking and talking about the adventures that other people may want to see too. We got two guys in the class, they want to go to Antarctica, and I was like, what are we talking about?
I'm good.
So you never know, right? Everybody's kind of got ideas, and you start looking and saying, okay, here's where it is. But one of the things that we got to deal with is basically, depending how you planned on, if you planned and if emergencies did happen, is maybe what we've called the recovery time. And so if we're motivated to go on a trip, like, all right, when's the next trip going to be? And we do want to plan better, but what if we do have to have that recovery time where we are going to have to be concerned about our debt?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is a big thing. I mean, you get back, that's like the one thing I'm honestly nervous about. Like I said, my friends running out of money, or even me, to be honest, I don't want to have to owe anyone money, you know? Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. I don't want to build my debt back up, because it's always a harder thing to get out of. And the last thing you want to do is nag, or like, when you do pay for your friends and some stuff. Normally, how I am with my friends is if I go out with them, such as with DJ Mojo, I might pay for a meal one time, and then the next time he gets the meal. I mean, it's just like a switch off kind of thing. It's not really, I paid $30 for this, you paid $20 for this, you owe me $10. Right. Yeah. It's not really like that. I mean, it's just, you know, you have a trust with someone.
Yep.
And that's kind of how it is with friends too. But the one thing you never want to happen is if, say, you owe like $200 to your friend. It's such a weird and awkward conversation sometimes. Yep. And that's the one thing that can, like, you know, end a relationship or a friendship is just the constant nagging that you have to do, to be honest, sometimes, because some people are just slower when it comes to that kind of
thing.
And
that's, I think it goes back to, again, you know, communicating that and like saying like, hey, I am in a bind, obviously didn't expect that. And then understanding where that is, because if you just try to bury it and hope that it's going to work itself out, that's when things, like you said, they get a little shaky. And you shouldn't lose your friends over money, for sure.
Definitely. Did you go with anyone to Japan?
Actually was with an ex-girlfriend at the time. I ended up doing a whole tour of like Kyoto, Osaka, and Tokyo, and then that took like a week by itself. So you definitely have to plan for like the train rides, the hotel rooms, if you go out to dine, all of it.
Did you study like the language at all before you went?
Yeah, squishy.
Did you do the, like, for the trains, obviously, did you like look at them beforehand, like the schedules and all that kind of stuff?
So a lot of the times in Japan, the railways will actually, you'll tell them, hey, I want to go here, and then they'll basically give you a ticket, and then you follow that ticket to the platform number and all that. It's very easy,
kind of like a subway.
Yeah
That's really cool. I mean, some countries have it done better than others, you know. I mean, there's some public transportations out there that are just confusing.
Yeah.
And especially if it gets, I feel like Japan's a place where you can meet some English speaking people as well, which can help a lot too.
Well, but and then the signage and stuff too. Like in all of the heavy traffic places that you're going to see, they understand, they got people from all over that are coming. Yeah. So it does help for sure. Us, you know, being ignorant, probably only knowing really one language, right? Then you just go, oh yeah, I'll be able to do it. But understanding, obviously you can learn different phrases and things of that nature, especially when you are talking about money. Obviously you can get, when you're traveling, you can get caught in hustles and things of that nature, and then knowing that you're going to be paying the price in more ways than one, maybe. And so you come back, and like we said, you recover, you share that knowledge, you talk about that with other people. And I think our big thing is just making sure that if you want to go and do things, try your best to plan it. If you just wait till you get there and then you're like, man, there's all this cool stuff, and then you're trying to rush last minute,
got to bite the bullet.
And end up making mistakes.
100%. And if we can avoid all of that, that's our big thing. And we've always talked about that. You know, we're educators, not experts. We just want to get that knowledge out and have people understand that, you know, once you got to make that recovery, there are definitely people and places you can go to get some help.
Maximum Music.
I love it when you guys play Fuel, Red Hot Chili Peppers,
Black Eyed Peas.
Minimum Repeats.
80s music. I love listening to The Cars, Modern Ingress.
AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
We are back with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. Here joining us with us is AS1 Anderson. Now, we were just talking still about leave and travel, because it's important, especially this time of the year. I feel like everyone will try to take that leave just because, you know, it's coming to a summer's coming.
Yeah.
Summer is on the way. Not many people want to stay here during that summertime, right? Mm-hmm. But now when you do actually return from that leave, things can seem hectic, right? What are some experiences that you guys have had with that?
Yeah, and I think that, like, right now, we were actually talking on as we were coming over here that this is, like, for a lot of people, the holidays are finished, right? Mm-hmm. So they're now back, and they may be in the recovery period right now.
Yeah.
And so now that they're in the recovery period, a part of what we're looking at is, you know, how dare I say, extensive the damage is, you know, what kind of help people need. And part of the part of what we do, that's why we have CFSs, is that command financial specialist is that first kind of line of resources that the command has. And of course, we've got a lot of other resources that people can reach out to. But the reason that they go through that training is so that they can be there kind of as an immediate resource. And I know you and I have talked about, you know, FinRed and Military OneSource and how we've got online stuff 24/7 that you can access. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be active duty to get at it either. So it's not something that is limited solely to the fact of, you know, you have to be, you know, a full time working in it. It deals with everybody, spouses, kids, whole nine yards. And so just understanding kind of where what you need is going to be the first thing and then what's available. And I think that for us, it's always, we've talked about it a lot today, is that awareness brings involvement. And so this, not just this radio show, but the different means that people have of just getting help, getting education, and then knowing maybe how bad the situation is. And we've talked about that a little bit today, just awareness that people don't even know how bad it is sometimes.
Yeah.
Cause like whenever I started, I never had this opportunity to get educated on, you know, money matters. And it's just, I would like to pass my knowledge on. So that way, you know, other people can learn how to properly manage and plan and do all the stuff you're talking about and then get the resources they need.
Yeah, it's definitely a big cycle, right? I mean, you pass it on, then it gets passed on again. It's going to just keep going like a big cycle, which is what we need, right? I mean, CFSs, they are so important to each command. Me personally, we don't really have, our command here is very small. We do have a CFS, but they're not located here in Bahrain. And it can get struggling at times, right? We're not in the same time zone. We're not the same command. We are the same command, but we're not like the same area, right?
Right.
So we can definitely get harder and more tedious, but that's why you have other resources like Fleeing Family. You have their classes, all the great apps, FinRed, Military OneSource. There are so many options out there for you, so you never want to feel like you're going at it alone, I guess you could say.
Definitely. Yeah.
And one of the other things is, you know, after that trip, what's going through your mind when you get home? Where do you want to go next? You know, that's kind of like the big thing. You don't want to just take one trip. I feel like once you take one trip, you're going to want to go on another one.
Yeah, it's addictive. Yeah.
Right? It is. Are you, like, what's the trip that you want to plan next for?
So I have been, I don't want to say debating. I've been thinking about going to Egypt.
Ooh.
Like, because, you know, everybody's like, ooh, pyramids and all that kind of stuff like that. And I do think that you want to, Egypt is a place because, you know, one of my coworkers is from there. He's actually from Alexandria, so not, you know, Cairo or anything like that. A different flair, different flavor for sure.
Yeah.
But it has been communicated many times by people about knowing exactly what you want to do and then making sure you have good contact communication with the people who you're going to do it with. So whether that's a tour company or a guide or somebody who's from there. So obviously, if I could go visit my friend while he's there, then that's great. I got my built-in tour guide. He knows all the little places and all of that kind of great stuff. You know, I'm sure that they've got the same kind of thing of like tourist price, local price, and all of that kind of a thing. Yeah. But knowing that, I think that Egypt is probably like the pyramids are on a lot of people's bucket list to go do. And just because they're kind of right around the corner, I've thought about doing that for a while.
Definitely. Well, coming up, we'll have some final remarks as well as obviously the best song in the world, Billionaire. But right now is That's So True by Gracie Abrams.
Our music is so hot, you might break out in a sweat. AFM The Eagle, serving America's best.
We are here still, just getting ready to close out Money Matters for today. I know you're probably crying right now on the radio. I can hear you. It's okay. We'll be back next week. But for right now, I mean, are there any closing remarks you want to give out to anyone?
Well, I mean, obviously, we brought in a resource today, right?
Yep.
CFS selectee, a soon-to-be graduate. And just understanding the fact that a lot of what we talk about is always that you're not doing this alone. So you can prepare for your travel, get some good resources that way while you're going, like you travel with friends, come back, kind of recover, get some good assistance if we need to. But if it does get overwhelming, you always got somebody to talk to.
Definitely.
We got MFLACS. We've got good counselors at Fleet and Family. and medical, definitely all that kind of stuff.
Definitely talk to your shipmates too, because I'm sure they also have some idea. Maybe they've been to the places you're going to go, and they can help you out in planning.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like a lot of people have been to Thailand and Japan, so I mean, you get that experience from everyone else. I mean, my IC1 downstairs, he was in Japan for a couple of years in Yokosuka.
Yokosuka.
And so yeah, he was there for a while, so he definitely had a lot of advice, just like that bullet train thing I was talking about.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta see that before. That's one thing. Like, there's some things but in the trip that you gotta notice before you take that trip.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta know it beforehand. It's just like, say you wanna go visit Brazil. That's great. Brazil is beautiful, but make sure you have a guide. Make sure you have someone that can take you around safely, because it's not one of the safest countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and we always talk about planning, right? And so planning, but at the same time, if the plan doesn't go how you want to, how you have that backup emergency plan with everything. Mm-hmm. So just knowing that, again, you're just not by yourself to have do things, utilize your resources, make sure you know where they are, and they're going to be there for you. You've already most of the time paid for them, so you might as well use them.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys both so much for coming in today.
Definitely.
You know, I hope to see you guys again soon. And if you are still here listening, make sure you stay tuned, because in the next hour, we will be talking about and getting into the best non-chocolate desserts out there that are sure to satisfy your sweet tooth. That's going to be next time. In about 4 minutes, we got your news and sports highlights from the States. So make sure to stay tuned right here on AFN Bahrain, where we serve America's best.